Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Wednesday, the 17th of April. Today's news story is about a controversial half marathon. But before I tell you what happened, let's have a look at the key words. So these are words that I'll be using in today's news story. So listen very carefully for them. I'm just going to give you the words, not the definitions, but then at the end, we'll take a look back at what they mean and how I use them. But see if you can understand them based on the context. So we have two phrasal verbs and two nouns. The first phrasal verb, slow down. Slow down. And the second is miss out. Miss out. The next word, pacer. What exactly is a pacer or a pacemaker? And the final word is bib, B-I-B. What is a bib? It's connected with running. Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them all at the end. Here is today's news story. Organisers of the Beijing Half Marathon are investigating after three African athletes appeared to deliberately let a Chinese runner win the event, which took place over the weekend. Footage of the final part of the race seemingly shows Kenya's Robert Keita and Willie Mgat and Ethiopia's Dejean Hailu slowing down and encouraging China's star runner He Jai to finish ahead of them. Jai was attempting to beat the Chinese half marathon record of 1 hour, 2 minutes and 33 seconds, but missed out by over a minute. Mgat claims that he and the other African athletes were running as pacers, adding that he was confused why he was given a normal bib rather than a special pacer one. He explained, "I was not there to compete. It was not a competitive race for me. I don't know why they put my name on my bib, chest number, instead of labelling it as a pacemaker. My job was to set the pace and help the guy win, but unfortunately, he did not achieve the target, which was to break the national record." In a statement, World Athletics wrote, "We are aware of the footage circulating online from the Beijing half marathon this weekend and understand an investigation is currently being conducted by the relevant local authorities. The integrity of our sport is the highest priority at World Athletics. While this investigation is ongoing, we are unable to provide further comment." And that's today's news story. Okay. So it does look a bit strange. What do you think? Do you think there's something suspicious happening here? Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. So let's take a look at those two phrasal verbs. Slow down. So I was telling you about what happened in the final part of the race. Those three African athletes appeared to be slowing down and encouraging He Jai to finish ahead of them. To slow down is to reduce one's speed. Next, to miss out. So Jai was attempting to beat the Chinese half marathon record, but he missed out by over a minute. To miss out is to fail to use or take advantage of an opportunity. The next word, pacer. So the three African athletes claim that they were running as pacers. Or pacemaker. So a pacer is a runner who sets the speed for another long distance runner. So not a competitor, but someone who's really helping another runner. And the last word, bib. So he was confused why he was given a normal bib rather than a special pacer one. So a bib is a piece of cloth or paper, some type of material, usually with a number on it, and it is worn by a runner in a race. It's called a bib. And those are the key words, hopefully clear. Okay, thank you for listening to today's news story. I hope you found it interesting. You can read the full transcript and test your understanding with a comprehension quiz on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to find out how you can join. I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.